Hello, this is Audiomo Day 4. I've missed Day 3. I probably will miss quite a few, actually. I'll probably miss quite a lot this year. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But I'm finding it really hard this year because I haven't got a theme or a subject line or anything to really go on to do these Audiomos. So there's no theme. So I'm struggling with, you know, finding things to talk about and finding things to do booze on. So yesterday I probably wouldn't have really been able, you know, I wouldn't have had a subject really to talk about. I wouldn't really have had anything too much to talk about. And anyway, I was out and about yesterday doing errands again and stuff like that. So, you know, I had a few jobs to do and stuff. So I was kind of busy yesterday anyway. But yeah, no, I think this year it's going to be really hard doing Audiomo because I haven't got a theme. But today I thought I'd come on and I'd talk about something that's happened today, it has been all over the news that today was the day of passing for, you know, Muhammad Ali. Basically passed away today. He was ill late last night. There was something on the news about, well, it wasn't on the news, I don't think. I saw it on Facebook, really, about him being really, really critically ill and that he only had a few hours or a few days or something to live, that it was really critical. Anyway, that's what they were saying last night. But today, you know, very sadly, he passed away. Now, I'm not really much of a boxing fan. I didn't really watch boxing all that much. Apart from when we were little, when we were children, probably might have watched one or two shows and stuff. But really, it didn't really interest me or anything like that. But, you know, and I don't really know any boxers or anything like that, to be honest with you. The only boxer I actually know is Muhammad Ali. He's the only one, because he's one of the most talked about and one of the most famous, and you know, you hear his name quite a lot and stuff. So and he was on the TV quite a bit and stuff, so you know, so I kind of knew of him, and I knew a bit about him and stuff, and you know, I'd seen some of his interviews and stuff. So I was aware of Muhammad Ali, and I, you know, sort of kind of knew bits and bobs about him, and I know he was champion, you know, he's one of the, you know, one of the champions and stuff, in the boxing world. He was a champion, I know that for sure. I also know that he had a lot of wise words to say to, you know, to the people out there and stuff. He was a man of wise words, and you know, he was a very wise and smart man, you know, and he was known worldwide. I've even learnt today that he's been around, you know, all over the world, and I didn't know that he had actually gone to Bangladesh before, which is the country where, you know, which is where my parents came from. So for me, that's an interesting fact that I found out about him, that I've learnt about him. And it's nice to know that, you know, somebody famous, you know, like that has been to your home country, you know, the country of your ancestors and stuff. So it was a nice thing to learn. But yeah, he was a man, like I say, he was a man of words. He was very good at coming up with sort of like poetry and, you know, jingles that were quite clever and catchy and stuff. So yeah, he was interesting in some ways and stuff. But yeah, and he wasn't afraid to stand up for what he believed in and stuff, which is really good. And he had the answers to everything, you know, whenever he went to these interviews and stuff, and he was interviewed, people often asked him, you know, sometimes they would ask him questions that some people would find awkward and stuff, but he had the answers to the questions and stuff, and, you know, But some of the answers that he used to give were not straightforward. But yeah, no, but they were clever. You know, they were wise, you know, and he was a wise man. So yeah, I know there are lots of fans out there who will probably miss him and stuff. So yeah, but yeah. I don't really have much else to say, really, because I didn't really watch boxing all that much, and I didn't really know him as such, because I didn't follow his life or anything. You know, I didn't really follow him much on TV or anything like that, if you know what I mean. I didn't go out there to, you know, looking for, you know, things about him and stuff like that, or I didn't see him that much on TV and stuff. I wasn't very interested or anything like that, but yeah, no, I did know a little bit, you know, just because, yeah, I would sometimes stumble upon things, and I'd stumble upon some quotes that he'd said, and, you know, that had inspired people. He was an inspirational person. He was very inspirational. So yeah, but yeah, so rest in peace, you know, to a very inspirational man. But yeah, anyway, so that's my thoughts on that. I don't really know what else to say, so that's my audio mo for day four. I don't know what I'll be talking about tomorrow, although I don't know whether I'll get a chance to come on and do a boo tomorrow, because I'm back to work next week. This week was a really good week for audio mo or something like that, because it was a good job that it started this week, actually, because I had the week off. So next week I'll be back, so I won't really have much to really, I probably won't be online too much. So I mean, on audio boom I wouldn't be on audio boom so much, but yeah, we'll see how it goes, because tomorrow I'll be just getting ready for work and stuff, so I don't know, but we'll see how tomorrow goes and stuff. So yeah, anyway, that's audio mo day four, and I shall speak to you all very soon. Bye for now.